Jake. One thing that's very unique about this technology is how we drive costs out. As I told you, in Europe, they're building fixed bottom units. Ours is floating. But we're also the first to do a concrete floating hull. Because we have concrete in Maine, we can get it out of Thomaston. So this is a resource that Maine has. And by making it out of concrete, also, we can increase the lifespan. We're looking at rather than a 20-year lifespan or 25-year lifespan, we're looking near a 100-year lifespan for the hulls because of concrete holds up a lot better in water when it's designed properly. And our design actually breaks up the hull into five modules. And these five modules are assembled to form the entire hull using what we call post-tension concrete or pre-stressed concrete that keeps the concrete in compression. That drives costs out significantly. Each one of these modules, if you look down in the left-hand corner, these flotation columns are made with 15-foot-tall modules, 30 feet wide, all made out of concrete, essentially big concrete cylinders. And these cylinders are precast in a mold where you can actually cast the concrete in, cure it in 24 hours, open the mold, and then start over again. And by doing so, you're creating an assembly line, if you wish, to produce these and drive the cost down. And that technology, our technology, was reviewed, as I said, by engineers hired by the Department of Energy from across the country, and they've commissioned the National Renewable Energy Lab to study the cost of electricity that would come out of our technology. And this is a report that was put out by the National Renewable Energy Lab in April 2016. And the conclusion is that when this technology goes to commercial production, we start building larger farms, we should be able to get down to 7.7 cents a kilowatt hour plugged into the grid. This is including the cable to shore and all the costs it would take to plug it into the grid. That's a major milestone. That shows that our technology will compete with just about any other offshore wind technology anywhere that exists in the world. Very exciting. The other thing that's really important is that the Department of Energy recognized that the humane developed technology or the main developed technology has a huge national impact. Why is that? If you look at the areas in dark blue off the coast of the United States, these areas are deep water, means that you can actually float wind turbines in those areas. The light blue areas near the coast are actually shallow waters where you could not float the turbines. But the National Renewable Energy Lab concluded that close to 70% of the U.S. offshore wind resource can be harnessed using our floating technology. So not only is it important to Maine, it really has a major national impact. And that's why they decided to invest in Maine. So Maine now has the opportunity to lead the United States in a next-generation technology of floating wind turbines. Other things we've done at the site, we've spent a lot of time to measure the winds and the waves. This is a floating LIDAR that was built at the University of Maine. It's a laser, essentially, that floats over the water that measures wind speed by shooting a laser beam up to 300 feet above the water. And that's an example of the kind of effort that it took to really characterize the site. So and that's why it's so important that we take advantage of all this investment. So how are we going to build the hull? The hull is going to be built at Hughes Brothers site, which is in Brewer, Maine, or New Hampden, I should say, Maine, south of Brewer. This is a cofferdam that we're going to build out in Brewer, near the river, and cast the hull in the cofferdam. And to give you a sense of height, the height of this base of the hull, this height right here, is 20 feet. So we're looking at a 20-foot high, 30-foot wide, if you was base, the legs of the base are 20 feet, 20 feet high, 30 feet wide. And once we build the base, we're going to flood take the wall out and flood the cofferdam and float these units downriver. Now, we're not putting the tower on here and the turbine on because we can't get them under the bridge. Okay, so we're gonna take these as they are to Searsport. And right in Searsport, we're going to assemble the rest of the hull, put the tower on and the turbine on. And then so in Searsport, the whole hull will be assembled dockside, okay, including tower and turbine. At that point in time, when it's all assembled, we're going to tow it out with a tugboat to Monhegan Island. At that point, we'll have the existing mooring lines. We'll attach it to the mooring lines. We'll have the undersea cable installed. So what – yes?